This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. A federal judge has refused to reinstate a social media website founded by two University of Denver alumni. Parler sued Amazon for removing the site after the attack on the U.S. Capitol. The judge said restoring Parler's account would not be in the public interest. Critics say Parler has allowed right-wing conspiracy theories to spread and provoke violence. Denver police officials have left a group working on reforming the department. Denverite's David Sachs reports Murphy Robinson, head of the city's safety division, made that decision.
In a letter to the Reimagining Policing co-chair, he accused the group of marginalizing police voices. This comes months after Robinson publicly committed to a community-led reform process in which law enforcement would listen more than talk. Dr. Robert Davis is a pastor who co-chairs the group. He says law enforcement members were always meant to listen, not to lead the conversation. Davis believes the move was an attempt to discredit the group's policy recommendations, which are due in March. David Sachs, Denverite.
A software glitch has caused the state labor department to skip its weekly update on new unemployment claims and payments. That information should be available next week. Claims across the country declined slightly last week, but are likely to climb here as Colorado offers extended benefits in the coming weeks. Temperatures along the Front Range and on the Western Slope, 20 to 25 degrees overnight, down to 15 degrees for the mountains. This is CPR and KRCC.